Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
As again, as I say, I don't know why I deal with sick, absurd people. Some of these individuals I've been dealing with since 2002, 2003, still coming around 20 years, who I don't know, which is insane and absurd. And people in my building. Yesterday, they were talking about looking inside my property, and I own the property. There's no expectation of privacy. Because it's time for me to sell the place, because I don't want to live near a crazy, dangerous person. But the other thing is that the really painful side is that I have a dream to make it in Hollywood. And these individuals are saying things that are criminal with regards to my music or evil. Like, not only, you know, outside talking about saying delusional things. Well, I won't say saying things that ain't true, that I don't own my property, that they can look in, which is, I think they need a psychiatrist. But also saying that they said they told people in the industry that I was a comedian. I'm not no aspiring comedian. However, if the opportunity came for me to be an actor or singer, because I am an actor, a comic actor, that'd be a possibility because I do act. But I'm an aspiring singer, songwriter, musician. I always have been. That's number one. But the other thing is that they said they used my songs through infringement or fraud and ID theft. You know, these allegations persist with deranged, absurd people who are still in the same neighborhood, who I don't know, and who are still coming around almost two decades later. That is sick. Or living next door to me, thinking that they hear my song and make up stories. I can't deal with this. I guess this is true about Los Angeles. Los Angeles has some really crazy, deranged people. I don't know, you know, but I will tell you the truth. If anyone contact me directly about my music, which they haven't, I do not have anyone else in charge of my music. I'm the only one in charge of my music. That is the truth. I am not a comedian. I am per se. I am pretty much a singer, songwriter, musician, and actor. That is the truth. Of course, I can keep my options open for comedy. Comedy is an option, but I am pretty much a singer, songwriter. So when someone say that they told somebody in the industry I was just a comedian, that is another insane, malicious lie, but I don't think it's a lie, it's a delusion. They've been saying that for years. I was not a comedian. I'm not doing it, and I'm not doing it for no hobby. If they made any money off my music, they committed a felony if they did. It's a felony. They took away my dreams to make it a Hollywood, but I went through this several times. You just go to a copyright and you look at who owns the song. Copyright and the publishing, publisher, and you know who owns and controls the song. But on a personal level, I am getting concerned about my own future to try to better myself because I need to be in a place where I can be recognized with my efforts. And I'm starting to think, well, maybe Los Angeles, I don't know. But I don't want to be around someone who wanted to take away my dreams or who has a severe illness, who I don't know, I just lived next door to for like a year or two, 20 years ago, still coming over here. I don't want to deal with that shit or no psychos coming over here. I mean, most people 20 years would move on or died or you know, I don't want to deal with that shit. It's all about wanting to take my dreams or target me. Then I have one, some of them is an African-American person who I cannot hang around. She's talking about black power. She's got a psychosis. I don't even know her. I don't talk to her, and she's coming over here. I have no attraction to people like that. Or these others, man living next door 20 years ago, still coming over here with his sister. I don't know. They live on Hanson. They should be locked up in a facility, or they should go to prison for what they did. Well, whatever. I'm trying to stay sane. It is probably trying for me to move out of the condo, find a place where they are stable and there are no crazy people around me or no criminals. I don't want no drug addict or drug dealer in the area or some psychotic person who's obsessed keep coming over to my condo or coming over to me. One reason is they think I'm famous, so I got a little famed, and I guess it's envy, it's jealousy. I don't know why. I don't have attraction to people like that. And I never will in this lifetime. Something is seriously wrong with this system. The officers should not have in this building. Something is wrong with it. When you have these people who think they can, and they talk about looking in my home when I own a property by law, there's something is wrong with these people. First of all, the important point is they need the SMART team to come over here, because if they lost 19 years, they can get a psychiatrist. Second of all, they need the police to investigate my building or all these people coming over here, because these people do not don't know how to mind their business or don't know how to respect the law, then they should be investigated, and they should be a long-term investigation. Second of all, I don't like dealing with people who don't understand boundaries with strangers. You know, I don't talk, you know, we respect strangers, but if you're a stranger or someone you don't know, you don't go up to them and start talking at them or trying to make them angry or harass them, because you got to be insanely deranged. Second of all, they need to have LAPD investigate this building where I live. This is not a, they got some people, and these people coming over from Vos or nearby. They should not be walking, living around other people. But second of all, if they got some jealousy or they committed some fraud or some trespassing, they're going to go to jail. And second of all, I own that material. I'm in charge of all my songs. There is no one else in charge of my music. 100%. So when I hear these lies, you know, it's really crazy. And these people don't want me to be nothing. They don't want me to be no musician. They don't want me no lawyer or everything. I can't imagine what anybody would go through if I stood out. But I went through some of the worst atrocities anyone can have, coming across a crazy person who can't move on with their lives or who's obsessed, who I have no attraction to. And how deranged and dangerous they are. They said, oh, I wasted my life for nothing, 19, 20 years. Well, I don't owe them anything. I don't know them. If this has anything to do with this little bitty home I own, they better look for another place. If they don't own their home, find somewhere else. They're going to get locked up in the prison. I don't want to deal with no sick, absurd people who don't know how to mind their business and keep saying that they took my song and used it, or lying to people that I was a comedian. That's so deranged and sick. Some people would go crazy if they were in my position. Some people would have already moved. I agree. I probably should move. I'm looking for a place to try to sell the place. It may take me some time. It's going to take, when I say time, years. Hopefully a few years I can get out of here, or whenever I can get out of here. I'm trying to stay stable by just learning to continue with my dream and not let sick, absurd people get in my way. I'm too strong and I'm too willpower to let anyone get in my way of my dream. but I don't want no deranged, crazy person who I don't know keep coming over here to try to stop me because they have some agenda or some ulterior motives because they can't get off his or her ass and write their own music or get on with their lives. That's not my problem. And that's why I can't deal with no mentally ill person, socialization, who has a severe mental problem. Nobody should. Some of them are dangerous, and these people are it. The SMART team need to get involved. They need to. You lose 20 years over some stranger coming over here, you must be deranged. You need to go to a psych ward. But there is a concern that they bought a home. I know they bought a home or they're doing other things. Why they keep coming over here, I don't know. Don't let nobody take your dreams away. This is podcast. Don't let no one, don't live around some deranged, crazy person. Don't live around a pervert or someone who say they look in homes. You don't want to live around somebody that insane or sick or criminal. Don't live around criminals. But they need to investigate this building. They do. So make sure that all these allegations ain't true. For me, hopefully I can move so I can be around people who are healthy, mentally healthy, and know how to keep to themselves. And they're not criminal. I mean, jealousy or something, you know. I told you about the songwriting thing. I ain't going to release no song to the public where the song is not copyrighted or published. That would not be smart because someone could steal it. All those music, even the instrumentals, they have been protected. It is my song. I own the whole entire catalog. I am in control. I am a singer, songwriter, musician, an actor. I am not a comedian, as I say, but I'm open to it, but I'm not no comedian. That's just a lie to try to take away my dream. When someone say that she has a social worker, or I mean, they made up lies that I was a conservatorship, that is a lie. I'm too high functioning. I'm highly educated. I'm very highly educated and highly aware of reality. But, you know, knowing how to keep to myself and do my own thing, I guess I live near people who don't know how to do that. They don't understand where they live. They can't live in Kansas or can't, you know, don't like something because of their prejudices. They should be investigated by the police. They need to move. I can understand if they're backward, but if you want to live in a backward society, go to the East Coast. Go down south. I mean, there's a lot of backward areas, but this is not no backward area. It never will be. You know, if you hear, you know, it's just not fair. And it's not fair for them to keep making several years of allegations on looking at my home or saying that they can peep or make up lies and investigate it. Racial profiling, you can get your ass locked up in prison. I don't like when they say I'm from Compton or South Central. I never lived there. That's another psychosis, those psychotic criminals, whether from votes or coming out living on Haskell now. I don't know why they come over here or make up stories that I was some criminal. I am never no criminal. Or make up some lies that I don't own my place. You know what the truth is. Whether I own it or not, you don't trespass. And it's still an allegation that the cops need to check for years to come because they have some people who don't know how to live in this society and who are so diabolically deranged that I experience. I can't deal with no sick, absurd person who don't know how to move on, who I don't know. You saw me across the street. They don't give them right to go 20 decades, 20 years. Some people will listen to what I say on these podcasts. I don't care. I have people who unwittingly make up, have this false assumption about my health. And it's another indication. And these, you know, they don't need to worry about my health because I'm very much aware of reality. As much as they are 100%, I don't have no mental sickness that require, that I'm not making up stories. I do not have no severe mental sickness, so I need to stop the false allegations. But these false allegations and defamation was perpetuated by these same crazy people. So they can deflect their sickness onto me, and I don't understand. I don't know them. Why haven't they gotten help or move on? So, don't listen to any lies about my songwriting. Don't listen to any lies about me. What I came out here, what my aspirations is. It's only a lie to try to take away my dream or hinder me from my potential. I ain't make music for no hobby. I'm not doing it for just for fun. If I did, I would be gone. And who knows, I might be gone, you know. I might have to go back to, you know, because I'm from the New York State area, and I probably have to go back. And I own my material, and enough is said. If anyone has used it, or if they contacted this other songwriter or my song and used it, they owe me money still, because that song is still mine. It's on my copyright. I have the rights and permission. It's on my publishing. I own it. So if they pay someone else and didn't pay me, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. It's still fraud. But it's time, you know, I have to stay stable. I have to continue with my dream. I have to get out of here somehow. I'm trying to figure a way out. Or just ignore and do like I have and continue. I can't deal with no psychotic, crazy, sick person. But I do believe the law needs to be involved. The courts and to lock these people up. These people are so extremely subhuman. I don't think any human being would do what they're doing. Coming over here 20 years almost, and you know, don't even know me, and keep saying the same thing over. And they believe their lies. They believe their lies that I'm from Compton or I'm from South Central. The truth is I never lived in Compton or South L.A., and I never will. I didn't come out here to live down there. I came out here for Hollywood. The truth is these people have made up so many lies that I hope that people can see through it and think that they may require hospitalization. I know some people think they're nuts and they should have been locked in a facility or something because they can't come up to me who they don't know. As far as the songwriting, it is not for someone to use if I don't know. I mean, if you're going to make money off my song, you committed a crime of robbery and you can go to jail. You better not have no signature of anything of mine on any contract. Or make up lies that I sign away. I will never sign a song away. If you have, you're going to get caught and put in prison. Because that's forgery. You don't take my dream away. I write a song and it's not for some lazy-ass criminal to go and use who will want to make it in the industry. Yeah, this, you know, I have to, you know, get out of here somehow because I have to make some changes too. Life is too short. That's what we come out in this life to make dreams, be healthy, and don't deal with sick, absurd people who are running around in circles. Maybe it's time for me to move, and that's what I'm going to do, I hope, because I need to live around stable people. And I also need to go for opportunities and move somewhere else. Don't let nobody take away your dream. I can't let someone take away my dream. Now, if it has been used, they committed a felony. They're going to prison because I'm going to find out. I know how to find out about if my song be used. I did not give permission to sample any of their songs on my Greatest Hits Legacy Song and Beyond. If they have used anything, they're going to prison. They're going to face legal action. It was not authorized. Well, that's referring to my songs. You want to take my dream away? I ain't going to let no evil human being step on me. And I leave it there. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.